Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link show on 101.9 Chai FM, the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And I'm sure, just like me, you are illuminated from the inside out watching 20 hostages be freed. We can all take a collective sigh, a collective breath. I definitely slept easier, but it's not over, and we will not rest until all the bodies have returned. But honestly, for us just all to sit for a moment and illuminate this light from within with such gratitude. And hey, for those of you in Joburg, how are the jacarandas? So it's jacaranda season, and we're running. How many of you have been driving and haven't even noticed the beautiful purple splendor? And how many of you have paused and just sat for a moment and acknowledge this beautiful beauty in the moment? Well, a certain city, which is, you know, gorgeous, and we all love going there, being Cape Town. Cape Town may have the sea and the mountain, but they certainly do not have the display of jacarandas like we do. And I'm saying that because we're going to be focusing on a marathon that's taking place in Cape Town. So I've been talking about this for the first time ever. We're heading to Cape Town for the Cape Town Marathon. It's just going to become one of the majors. And it's happening. It is upon us, which is really, really exciting. And Michelle and Tammy are on their way to Cape Town to set it all up. We're very excited. Tammy's at the airport. She's about to get onto an aeroplane, but she's going to take just a few minutes to chat about this Cape Town Marathon. Tam, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi, Nick. Thank you. I hope you can hear me.
We can hear you perfectly, and thanks so much. I mean, I know you're under pressure and you're going to be climbing on the aeroplane soon, but let's just talk a little bit about this Cape Town Marathon happening on Sunday, the 19th of October.
So we're really excited. As you said, it's the first time DL Link is taking a group, and we thank God have recruited 37 runners to be running the full marathon in Cape Town. Obviously, what? In the name of Cancer Warriors, and obviously to fundraise to continue our work that we do.
So this is the first time that you are doing this marathon, and already there are 37 runners. So, Tam, out of those runners, how many are from Joburg? How many are from Cape Town?
I think three are from Cape Town and the rest from Joburg. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing, and we're just so excited and so looking forward. And on that note, I just want to thank all our runners for coming on board. And obviously, you know, they could have run on their own regardless, but they're doing this and they chose to do it for a higher cause. They chose to take every step in the name of Cancer Warriors for Refuah.
That's just amazing, Tam. And we always talk about also Joburg and how I love Joburgers. And it just shows you, I mean, out of the 37, I mean, most of them being from Joburg, how did they find out? Are a lot of them, because I know that our next guest, Larry, has, I mean, he's done the 947 for years now, and now he's doing this race as well. So let's just talk about how you were able. Are there a lot of people that you know? Are there a whole lot of new people?
So actually, we do have quite a lot of new runners because we're actually only doing the full marathon, which is on Sunday. So all of these people are full marathon runners. And yeah, you know, us next, we Dan Stillerman came to us with the project and put us to the challenge, and we decided to take it on. And so we got hold of people in different running circles, and you know, it wasn't very hard to get them on board because thank God the DL Link has a good reputation, and these people are all running with their heart and their soul. And, you know, along with the running, obviously comes the fundraising and the efforts that it takes to fundraise. And because they know what it's all going to, they were on board, and it didn't take much convincing. All we needed to do is find out who's actually running the marathon.
Just fabulous, Tams. And in terms of this marathon, because we don't know much about it, I mean, do you know, you said it's a full marathon, and obviously we know that it's on Sunday, but what is the route? Do you know what the route is?
Yeah, so I can't announce the exact route, to be honest, but I mean, it's 42 Ks. It goes through, you know, Sea Point and all those areas along the beach and through the mountains. Yeah.
Oh, stunning, stunning. So it's that part of Cape Town. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, Tams. And you and Mish flying over, is there a lot of like logistics, lots of planning doing it in another city? Although you have had experience with the Jerusalem Marathon, right?
Yeah, well, I have to be honest, it's our first time, so we have no experience in terms of the Cape Town Marathon, but we're hoping that this is just our pioneering year, and next year when it becomes a world major, we'll know all the details exactly, but this year we already have set up a Friday night Shabbat dinner, which quite a few of our runners are going to be coming to, and as my speaker, and our main sponsor actually is in Cape Town here, they'll be joining us as well. And then on the Sunday after the marathon, once the guys have been able to have a shower and cool down, we'll be meeting for lunch at the restaurant, at a kosher restaurant there called The Press. So that's our plan, and I think these guys are all geared up, all trained, all working hard at their raising funds.
And of course, with the name, and of course, with the name of a warrior. So, and always, I mean, you always go the extra mile in creating an experience. It's not just the race, it's the experience and what they're a part of. So, Tam, for people who are listening and they want to put their support behind you and the runners, how do they do it? How can they take part? How can they make a donation?
If you go to dllink.co.za on our website, you'll see the events, Cape Town Marathon. And on there, every single runner has their own profile. So you can donate to a runner. It could be in honor of a warrior. It could be in memory of somebody, you know, or in honor even of a birthday or something special. You can donate to a specific runner, or you can donate to a whole group. And obviously, we'd love the community support. As you mentioned, that we try to make it an experience. And the reason we try to give these guys an experience, because they are putting in so much effort and going all out to be part of our team. So the experience from DL Link is actually part of our gratitude to these runners for helping us continue to service over 1,200 cancer warriors on our database.
It's just always... it's always so heartwarming and always so, so inspiring, Tam, you know, what people do. Are you allowed to mention your main sponsor? You said your main sponsor in Cape Town.
Yeah, I actually was just waiting for you to ask that. And I was going to say that I need it. I mean, I'm literally about to board the flight, but I just want to give a huge thank you and a big mention to our main sponsor for this event, which is 361. And we want to thank Steve Lips and Sarah Jacobs for just always being on board with everything we do. The shirts are absolutely beautiful, all in their colors, with the red and the white, and it's just really beautiful. And we just cannot thank them enough. It's just, it's our first time, obviously. So they know the cause they're backing, but obviously it was, you know, a pioneering event, and we just can't thank them enough for all the support since the DL Link started, and specifically now at this event. And then I just want to mention our co-sponsors, which is Supergroup. Supergroup does a fortune for us, and it actually came through Adrian, who ran the, who did so much for us technically through DL Link and financially donated. And unfortunately, he passed away recently. But Supergroup and his team specifically still continue to help us and give us their services, all sponsored and free of charge. And his wife actually lives in Cape Town now. She's going to be joining us at the Shabbat dinner. So that's going to be really special. And also to XL Academy, who's also one of our sponsors. And Dan Stillerman came up with this idea. It's his company and came on board with it. So we just want to mention, we really, really are so grateful to every sponsor who's put their name to our marathon, and obviously to all the people donating and supporting the runners and supporting our cause.
Yeah, yeah. Big applause, big thank you, big gratitude to these incredible corporates and individuals. Tam, you know, I know that I always love when there's something new, because we'll look back in a few years' time and we'll say, do you remember the first one when you were at the airport and there were 37 people? Because if I know you and I know your mom and your phenomenal team, It's going to turn into another big one.
I literally have shivers as you're saying that, because we'll speak about this next week, but next Sunday coming up, and that's why I want to mention that some of our guys are running and riding, and next Sunday coming up is our ride Joburg, where we were scrounging around the first year to get 20 cyclists, and this year we have 150. So I have shivers saying this, because I feel like, please God, the marathon will grow in the same way. And also just a shout out to all our runners and cyclists who are doing both 1 week apart.
Well, how are they going to do that? 1 week apart, a full marathon and then the 947. As we say, Tam, phenomenal people, inspiring and just sending ripples of healing and open-hearted generosity and kindness and light. And that's what it's about. So basking in that beautiful light, hope you and your mom have a good flight, and just wishing you lots of success. And we can't wait to hear all about it.
Thanks so much, Nix. And we look forward to reporting back next week with some of our runners.
Fabulous, fabulous. You better hurry, otherwise you're going to miss that flight. Lots of love, Tams.
Exactly. Better get there. Thank you,
Nick. Thank you. Bye, Tams. Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Tammy Lewin, just also always involved in the fundraising and working so hard with Michelle and the rest of the team. And here this is pioneering, you know, moving to the Cape just for this weekend, but for the marathon, and already 37 people running the full marathon. As I said, basking in just the beautiful golden glow and light of people wanting to make this world a better place. It's really inspiring.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Well, welcome back to the show, The Dealing Show on 101.9 Hi FM. I know Tammy is about to board. Are we going to have a quick word with Tammy? I know she wanted to quickly say something. Is it happening? Isn't it happening? Let's just see. There you are. Tams.
I'm literally on the bus going to the plane. I wanted to just add something really special, because I wasn't with them before, but now I'm traveling with three amazing supporters. Two of them are Devorah Leah, who is the DL for DL Link children, who are not children anymore, 18 and 20, and they're coming to help us at the marathon, and with my beautiful niece, Sarah, who's DL's niece. And so I wanted to just add that, how special it is and how much amazing work has been done in all the last 14 years in their mom's name.
And they are going to get to witness, as you say, in their mom's name, what is happening. That's the best news ever, Tam. That is the best news. Just have a joyous, wonderful time, all of you together. Fabulous. Brilliant.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you. We're all on our way. We're about to get on the plane.
Travel safe and just take it all in. That Devorah Leah's children are going to be there. Wow, wow, wow. Amazing, Tams. Take care, my darling. Can't wait to hear all about it. Bye.